from the Triple M studios.
Oh, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
This is the moment to be a part of something bigger.
It's a producer party, baby. Hey.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No,
we're Matthewless,
okay.
And it's a shit show.
Oh, gosh. Okay, hang on. Let me get this right. There we go.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, my God.
Then we just leave the bed running for a little bit. So Matthew is not here, so Lauren's paneling.
Yep. It feels strange.
Yeah.
God,
so we're on the other side of the room.
This, I understand what he means about this sound from the headphones on this side is awful.
Is it?
It's tinny.
Matthew says there's some reason for that. It's like he hears it immediately or something and we get some sort of delay.
Really?
Yeah. He hears our microphone slightly later than we do.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah.
This is weird, Will. It's just the two of us.
I know, it's just the two of us.
We've never done anything like this. It's a challenge, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We're hoping that our good friend Leon might swing by straight from Narre Warren, where he's seen Shannon Noll performing.
Yeah, he went to, I can't listen to these.
You really can't
it's
listen to
so
it?
It's so bad.
What options do you have?
I don't have any.
I mean, you could turn your mic on and then just come around here.
Yeah, but then I've got to fire off hotkeys.
No, you don't.
Why not?
What hotkeys are you going to fire? Well, you can always just run back.
Could fire off this one. Hang on. That stopped. Hang on.
I can still hear bed.
Yeah, I know. Hang on. Stop. What about this one?
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
You make Why is that on there? I don't know.
Dirty.
What about...
Feedback with Jay.
It's like a corky.
Oh.
Do you need a cuddle?
Perhaps we should get some feedback with Jay.
That's a brand new thing.
I hadn't heard that.
Can we? Oh, there's no one out. Oh, Tegan, is Jay over there?
No, Jay.
No.
There.
Got a lot happening
today.
You
know when Jay's around because he's a very tall American man.
Wow, that is a great opener.
Great.
Awesome. Oh, sorry.
Well, do you want to change? You want to come back to your microphone so that's.
Yeah, I don't like listening to this. I'll turn this mic off.
We don't need grabs. We don't need stings. I mean, when you need them, we can run back over there and play them. That's easy.
Okay. If we do, then I'll run back.
Yep. Perhaps we share a message from Andrew Steele. Okay. Producers podcast. I will never forget the lovely welcome and interaction Matt, Will and Loz gave me at the Producers podcast event. Yeah. Andrew. Yes, I remember
Is Andrew.
Is
Andrew Mitre 10, Andrew? No. No.
This Andrew. I do remember him.
He is Mitre 10, I think.
I think so. He says, you are all quality people. Thank you, Andrew.
Oh,
sad that I will hear less from Matt. This, I hope, is the only week we won't have Matthew in the producer's
Absolutely.
Podcast. So,
yeah.
You're all like my mates. Your podcast with Marty and Troy have also got me through some tough times. Thank you, Andrew. And Marty's time out was an inspiration to me.
Nice.
Reassessing things in my life.
Good.
Jeez, this is really lovely. I didn't realize what I was reading. I love the format of the producer's podcast, just chatting about stuff.
That's what it is.
That's what we do.
Yep.
There really isn't much more
Thank
to
you,
it.
Thank you, Andrew. That's very sweet.
That's
why we do what we do.
Chat about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To help, you know, because, you know, I just think that's really nice.
What stuff do we have to chat about? What was the gummy thing you're at last night?
Swiss
gummies.
We haven't
actually spoken about it. What,
yeah.
What do they do?
I'm not sure.
Now that you're
One's for like hair and skin. I'm not an ambassador. I just had to go. I didn't have to go.
So why'd you go?
Because I got invited and I thought it would be fun. Oh, because it's hosted by the Inspired Unemployed guys.
Yeah.
And I love that show. I didn't talk to them. Last two
Impractical.
Yeah, yeah, Impractical Jokers. But cousin Natalie,
yeah.
Is very funny because I messaged her and I said, I really hope there's hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Obviously, hors d'oeuvres spelt.
Tough one to spell.
Do-overs.
Yeah.
Right? And she wrote back, and food. And I literally spat my martini. I was like, that's either the best joke you've ever made or really stupid.
Yeah.
And then I got to her car and she wasn't joking.
So what did she think you were mentioning? What did she think horse dwarves was?
I think she thought I was saying, like, I don't know. And then she said she did Google it and she was like, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She thought you meant like potpourri or something.
Yeah.
Like goodies, giveaways.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was.
Yeah.
We got a whole gift bag full of gummies.
What were the gummies?
Okay, so there's like hair and skin, like a kind of collagen one. There's like not a melatonin, obviously, but like what's the other one?
Anyway, keratin.
Something like that.
That's gummies. Oh, so the inspired unemployed guys are well into this. Jeez,
they've attached themselves to a lot of things, these guys.
Like, I'm saying sold out, but I don't mean that as a criticism.
No.
Because I would do the same.
Absolutely. And I think their whole thing with it is like it's their first real office job. And so that was the whole kind of the theme of the night was corporate sleigh.
Corporate sleigh.
Was the dress code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
You know who else I saw there?
Yeah.
Do you know that guy who does a TikToks and he does like My Dull Coworker?
No. Let me look him up. My Dull Coworker.
Yeah.
I don't know this man. No,
oh,
I'm
really?
Not,
never
not,
seen him?
I'm not in
But
the
he's
TikTok.
On like Reels and stuff like that too.
Nick White.
Nick White.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not in the...
I turned around and said something to him at one point. And he goes, no.
Oh.
That's what he said to me.
Were you complimenting him on one of his...
No, I didn't even talk about that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I said something
else. We'll see a lot of influencers next week at the bloody...
God.
At the F1. I'm actually, so this is a request for help from the community because I have the opportunity to do shit questions with Formula One drivers next Thursday. I haven't mentioned this on
this is so exciting.
The podcast. If anyone has some funny...
Is this a Glamour on the Grid or like a random other day?
No, it's Thursday. I'll have to leave. I won't be able to do the podcast next Thursday.
That's okay. We'll
I'll have to leave at 9. And it's on that walk. Remember we did that walk with Sam McGinn?
And I had my blazer on.
And we pretended you were like a driver or something.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Yeah. No one believed us.
No.
But they were taking photos.
So all the fans will be lined up. And then I think I'll be on the other side of the fence with a camera person and just like...
That's awesome.
Max Verstappen.
And what are you going to wear? A tuxedo?
I think they'll just give me a jacket. I think it'll be pretty low key.
Oh, I think you should wear a tuxedo.
Gee, that's pretty funny.
So funny.
That's a pretty funny premise.
Like, no one else is it's not even a red carpet.
Yeah. And I like the idea that they're all like Europeans.
Yeah.
English second language.
Your humor. Have you got? Have you got any?
Like things like, hey, Max, did you find a park?
Good.
Things like
that. Yeah, good. Okay. Let me think of one.
What did I have?
Max. Oh, gee, Matthew'd be very good at this.
But you don't have to be good at
it.
It's just
true.
What's your drive-through order
at McDonald's?
Great.
Uber rating's excellent.
What's your favorite gear?
Like, nice. I like Fifth.
Fifth. Yeah. And then I think that favorite gear.
Gear? Like drugs?
I'm hoping for confusion.
Yeah, good.
So please, if you have any suggestions, what Mario Kart weapon do you wish you could use?
Do you play as in Mario Kart?
Yeah. But they need to be shit questions. So don't feel like they need to.
Yeah, maybe. But if you haven't seen Will doing the shit questions at the Brownlow, go and watch a couple of them. Yeah. The inspo.
What's your favorite font kind of thing?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Don't ask Matthew that because he'll get into a spiral and he'll get so angry about it.
That's why maybe I should just go back and think of things that Matthew finds really passionate.
Go back through his, I hated it, so it's like he's here. Yeah. We can think about him.
Yeah. Do you care if wine is served in a tumbler?
Perfect. Oh, my God. You should actually, in honor of Matthew,
the whole thing is just
do
Matthew
it all.
Questions.
Oh, my God. Do you think that this is an acceptable wine glass? And you just pull out like a water glass from IKEA?
Yes, I don't care. Why would it matter?
It is a very like European thing, I think we realized.
Yeah. Yeah, like we might find some sneaky Matthews that are on the F1 tour. Thank you to James Budgie.
Yes.
Jeez, he's good.
He's very good.
He's really just taken the mantle and run with it. Of course, this is James Budgie, who we met at the producer's pod, who made the t-shirt of you smoking the joint.
Unfortunately, they were my eyes, and I thought that they weren't.
Yeah, with your eyes. He made a poster for Feedback with Jay. And I don't know how he found Jay. He's got, it almost looks like a drive show that he's doing on Triple
God.
M. Feedback with Jay Mueller.
I think Jay's Instagram is on public. Christian, if you see Jay at any point, can you tell him to come over? Thank you. I know he's got a lot on today, but that's fine.
That is very funny.
Yeah.
Because we just heard that incredible opener.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue. By accident, because I didn't know what it was.
Luke McConnell. He's always very good.
Yeah.
Hey, team, it's been a while. Two things for the PDS. One, you should have Zave on as a regular guest for Gossip Club. He's so much fun. Rather than spilling the tea, he can enjoy it with you all.
I agree. Because people are sending in their gossip now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, that's right. Craig had an update on his gossip. We can do that.
Do you want me to tell Xavier to come in here?
Maybe, I don't know. Do we need Zav?
I think it's fun.
He listens to this too.
Nick, can you see Zav? Can you tell him to come here?
Just usher him over. Thank you. Thank you.
You can come on to it. Does Gossip with Zave have an opener?
Oh, go have a look. In the meantime, I've been hearing more mentions of Alex this year. Is she back in the morning? And has her role changed from what it was? Is there a reason why we don't get regular Vivian updates? That's a really good point. I haven't asked Alex once about Vivian.
Vivian had a birthday just the other day.
Oh.
I think she turned 3 or 2. Yes, Alex is back with us.
They had a reshuffle in the news team. Yep. And Alex is back, but she does the news for both Fox and Triple M.
So she does.
We don't hear as much from her personally.
So she's very busy now.
Yeah, very busy.
Hello, Zave. Go onto my microphone, if you will.
Hi.
Well, we were just saying because...
you can whack those headphones on.
I can.
Gossip, Zave.
We know that you don't want to contribute to gossip, but the people have spoken and they want you to be listening to the gossip.
Well, I mean, if the people say.
The people.
Luke
I
says.
I can't say no to the people.
No, you cannot.
We've had more than 5 messages.
Oh, my God. Can
Zave.
I just say for one moment, sorry, there is chocolate fingerprints all over Troy's side of the desk here.
And there would be.
Let me take a photo.
Yeah, send them through. He's a fat pig.
Does he listen to this?
No.
Absolutely not.
As wow,
okay.
Oh, and he's not a fat pig, but God, you just only have to suggest it.
I know.
And he spirals. He doesn't eat a calorie for 3 days. Gossip Zave. Yeah, Luke suggested, because you're so much fun with the gossip segment.
Thank you very much, Luke. Is this Luke Gaffett?
No.
Sorry.
I love that you know.
Lauren coming in.
I know.
He suggested that you should be part of the gossip that we receive from other people.
This As in excellent. The gossip is about me.
No. People are sitting in their office. That's so hard to say, isn't it?
Office gossip.
And then you just get to listen.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, I'd be open to that. Well, definitely.
Because we heard one last week about an affair.
From Craig. Yeah.
Was that from Craig?
That was so juicy. Do we have any updates from Craig?
Yes, we have a Craig update. This first piece of gossip is from Lauren. It's that Matthew is less than chocolatey fingerprints all over. That's actually really rude. Rosie's got to broadcast out of here.
Can I
soon.
See?
Here's the photo. Here.
Ew.
Yeah.
Pig.
That's a full piggy pig.
Have you been eating chocolate? Or
we had an Easter bunny. Okay. And I went over here and I said, I won't tell anyone if you eat some.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him to put his dirty fingerprints. Hi, Salil.
Should Salil come in?
Come in here, Salil.
Yeah, we'll get Salil in.
Salil on mic 3.
Hi, Salil.
Do you want to just talk in here quickly? It's like Salil Radio.
Hi. How you doing today?
Yeah,
excellent,
good, Salil.
How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, you can sit down. What's going on for you today? What's happening in the office?
Well, working today.
Nice.
Working? Yeah. What are you doing for the weekend, Lauren?
What am I doing this weekend? Have a friend's birthday tonight.
That's good.
Yep. And not much else for the rest of the weekend, actually.
Okay, all good. That's fine.
Salil Radio!
Thank you.
Well done. That's great. What's on for your weekend?
Well, housework, YouTube and McDonald's for lunch.
Oh, what's your McDonald's order?
Well, Big Mac and a quarter pounder with Fanta.
Ooh,
how wild is that?
Chips?
You told me that before.
Yeah, I did.
Two burgers, Salil.
Yeah, do you get chips with them?
Yeah. No chips.
No chips.
So just a 2-burger guy.
Yep.
Yeah,
burgers and a Fanta.
Good. Yeah. Nice.
And what kind of stuff do you watch on YouTube most of the time?
Well, DC Comics stuff.
DC Comics stuff.
Are you a Marvel guy?
I know.
No, good.
Marvel, you love Marvel.
Oh, my bad, sorry. Yeah. Well, I'm Superman, Batman, and Aquaman and Green Lantern and all that stuff.
All the DC ones.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, awesome.
And so McDonald's, what do you usually have for dinner on a Friday?
Sorry?
What about Friday dinners? What do you have?
Well,
Because we like to have pizza.
Chicken pies.
Good. Nice.
Salil gives me good dinner inspiration.
Yeah.
I always hear what you're eating and I'm like, geez, I want some of that.
You make a special toasty, like a special toasted sandwich, don't you? Something like a nuggets in there or something?
So, cheese.
Yes.
And nuggets and ham and chicken luncheon.
Oh, my.
Ham and chicken luncheon.
Wow.
You've got to figure it out.
That is genius.
That is excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Boy.
See you, Salil.
You've got to get back to work.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. All good. Boy.
Bye.
We'll see you once we're finished in here.
Bye, okay.
Bye.
Good on you, Salil. God, he's the best.
Oh, he's the best.
He's actually the sweetest soul in the world.
Heart and soul of the office out there.
He actually is.
He's the beating heart.
He really is.
He's the beating heart of the office.
Beating heart of Moreau Street.
He is.
Craig's gossip.
Yes, please.
Anyway.
where were we? Hey, mate, quick update. Okay, if you haven't caught up with Craig, he said that, where was the first one? Oh, it must have been a while back. I've forgotten it.
Is this Craig Dealing?
Craig Dealing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, ooh, geez.
Okay, sorry. I don't know how to beep that.
No. I can't find, he may have deleted the gossip that he'd sent me last week. Oh. But he says, hey, mate, quick update for the PDS and the work affair I shared
last
week.
Hang on, I can see in here beep and dip for beep. So maybe I can
we
find
can
that.
Go back.
I reckon
go
I
back
could beep
and,
in that.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Oh, no, I'm not recording. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
That would have been so
imagine
annoying.
It, we couldn't get Salil back in here. He's got work to
oh,
do.
Oh, God, no. That was very organic. I love him.
I wanted to let Loz know in particular that they are now in love.
Yeah.
I don't remember the story.
I remember.
And it's
gone. I remember.
So this is when, it was an office relationship that had been going for 8 years.
Yeah. And they had to come clean.
Yes.
Because someone saw them together or something.
But they both had previous marriages and they've both got kids.
But I think they've both since, they're not with those partners anymore.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. I have no memory for this kind of thing. I just
for
don't,
this kind of thing.
I just don't.
You have
care.
No memory just generally.
I have memory.
Of what? Grand final days.
Yeah, seriously, honestly, seriously, I can cover off most of the Lions games of the last 20 years. Craig says, I wanted to let you know they're in love. When it started, it was just lust. Then she fell for him and wanted more.
Oh.
She got divorced then too. But the bloke stayed with his family while the kids were young.
Oh, dear.
Now that the kids are older, he's decided to leave and shack up with her. She's totally independent, owns her own house, and he's left his family to move in with her there.
Oh, I wonder if the wife knows how long the affair has been for.
Probably.
Craig.
Surely.
XOXO Gossip Craig.
Gossip Craig.
Gossip Craig.
Wow. Gossip Craig.
Yeah, right.
But is that really, like, I mean, it's very juicy and it's gossip.
Could you
but
imagine
it's kind
that was
of
happening
like,
here?
Yeah, but it's very, it's just a big scare. Yeah, no, that is gossip. Okay.
Like, that's, because when that started, it was gossip. Because there would have been a few moments before they came out as, like, we're together. It's like, do you reckon there's something going on between
because I feel
Sally.
Like there's a line between when it passes from, like, harmless gossip to, like,
reality and
huge,
harmful
scandal.
Yeah.
That really breaks lives.
Honestly.
Really sad.
It is,
really
but
sad.
In this case it was true. And no one knew until.
I just turned into Tracy Grimshaw.
Yes.
You can stay for this, Zab, because this is office related as well. We had Larry's Joke of the Day last Friday. I haven't seen today's.
No, haven't released Daily Dose yet.
Did anyone, was there any feedback on our confusion?
Not that I heard. I saw Larry and I thought about bringing it up with him and then I didn't because.
Yeah.
I feel like Larry's never here on a Friday.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he's busy doing his joke.
Mm.
What do you call a group of Trivial Pursuit players in a hot air balloon? A quizzy altitude.
Yeah.
A quizzy attitude.
It was quizzy attitude.
Yeah, that's what his email said. Do you have GST to orcs? Is that too much of a task for Loz's panel?
So just there's no Leon coming
in. Leon will come in when he can.
Okay.
Leon is in Marie Wallet.
Oh, hang on. Does it go into your mic?
Yeah. GST 2. Yeah, guest 2.
ST 4. I don't know how to do this.
Okay, I'll just
it's
play
too,
it.
It's
play
not
it into the mic.
Yeah, it's not straightforward.
Anthony Lewsam, Lewsam. Lewsam.
Lewsam.
Lewsam.
Lewsam. Lewsam. White.
Lewsam.
Lewsam. Not him.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
He helped out with some Easter Sunday gear during the week, which is becoming. Believe that. He said. Will, one for the prod pod. Surely you're not going to allow Billy to tell Larry's joke of the day after the resounding success of Lauren telling it exclusively on the proddy potty. And then this was Billy on the rush hour in Melbourne during the week.
What do you mean still sponsored? It's the second day.
And he put three fingers up.
Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free.
Oh, my God.
At Tyre Power.
Yep.
A joke, Jimmy boy. Right. Bang, bang, bang on the door. Open up, it's police. Prove it. How? Sing Roxanne.
What is this?
Oh. Guess where I got that joke.
What? Oh, it won't be your fault.
Daily Dose.
Oh, no.
I liked it, but it's more of a picture one, I think, because the police are at the door.
No, it probably is more of a picture one here than a one you
tell.
He's
gone with Larry's joke of the day.
He's used Larry's joke of the day on air.
Come on.
So Larry must have sent a meme.
Well, he does it weekly.
Are Larry's jokes often memes?
Are they just Fridays?
Sometimes. It's Larry's Friday joke. Hard to tell a meme-based joke on radio.
We've tried.
Also, JB, hot. Am I right?
Hey, that's your call. He's aged very well, JB.
Xavier?
Sure.
Mm.
Anyone out there want to contribute? No? Is that what? Am I not allowed to say that?
No, you're allowed to say that.
You've said JB's hot for a while. You said you found him hot on the footy show.
I did?
Yeah.
Mm.
When I was a kid.
Yeah. Larry's joke from last Friday, the Friday before that. Did you know the original French fries weren't fried in France? They were fried in Greece, and it's spelled Greece.
Clever. Oil.
That's a good clever. Joke. That's a joke. I understand like a dad that joke.
Yeah.
So, may we have another?
I'll go back to the Friday before that. 23rd of February, Larry's joke of the day. What do you call a person who is really fast at altering clothes?
Oh, and I heard this. I read this one. A seam. No.
That's gettable.
Yeah. Fast at altering clothes.
Yeah.
Ace.
It was relevant.
Oh, my God. Is that Danger's studio?
Yeah, Danger listens to, yeah.
Holy moly, it's so loud.
Can you hear Danger listening to End of the World as we know it?
Listen, ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
These are two soundproof studios.
Yeah, I thought it was coming through my phone.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I heard that one.
It was Taylor Swift.
Oh.
So when music plays in here, it plays.
No,
through
that's
speakers.
Coming through his speakers
that's
in there.
Bleeding through the
but
wall.
But you also, when you play music in the morning, you just hear it in the speakers here? Or does it only come through your headphones?
No. We hear it.
Okay.
Actually a question that we have had coming up in the question segment.
Do you want to?
We can do it now.
Okay, hang on.
Yes. I don't want people to think that we're wrapping up.
No.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Oh, it's Dange.
Who's Dange?
Has Dange ever? Dange! Yes!
Oh my God, look at him strut.
Is this a debut for the producers podcast? Yes.
Oh my God, and look, hang on, what mic are you on over there?
I'm on this is guest one.
Guest one. That's Marty's mic.
Holy.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh, apologies, guys, you might have heard me just screaming a minute ago.
No, we didn't hear you, we heard your.
Oh, you've hurt knees. Your knees so badly. That would have really
hurt. The last time in the producer.
Oh, my God, what an entrance.
really hurt.
Are you okay?
I was playing the
R.E.M.
R.E.M. It's the end of the world as
we
know.
Yeah, we could hear it through the wall.
Apologies.
So that's two soundproof studios. We heard that. Yeah. Like, that was...
Do you hear the fire trucks in the morning?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. We can hear birds. We can hear crows.
Anyway, so there's a gap in the song, It's the End of the World, and I play a little Simpsons grab where they go, it's Homer doing the Flanders thing. And so, and I nailed it. I got it, like, went live, and I nailed it perfectly, and I've gone, wow! And then Nick's gone, the guys can hear next door. It's like, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We couldn't hear
you. My apology.
Not you, just your speakers.
There is no reason to apologise. You are on air.
Because sometimes I do crank it up.
They are so loud. Yeah. Like, I don't think I could actually handle that.
I can hear you now and then, you guys.
Oh, really?
When I'm whatever.
But you like wattage from the cottage.
Oh, mate, you absolutely. Stacks of wax back to back.
You are on air right now.
Okay, go. Thanks for stopping by.
Wait to hear myself back.
Yay!
Zave is not usually in here.
No, I'm not usually in here.
Good on you, Dave. Oh, thank you, Dange. Dangerous Dave.
What
everybody.
A man.
Oh,
give him a clap.
He's just the best.
From 9 till
midday. Do I have an applause in here? No.
You don't have an applause?
No.
You've got
Ernie. So is this your first time doing that over there?
Yes.
Maybe give Dange an Ernie. A rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
He's
rubber
earned that.
Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
That's what Salil thinks you and Will's relationship is. Just two housemates. Bless him. Bless him.
Bless him.
Little does he know.
This is something that I haven't actually mentioned to you. I was going to do it in the socials one week, but I forgot.
Is this a question?
No.
Oh, I played the opener.
I know. Oh, okay. You may have to play it again later.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Brad says, William, I don't want to go against the team picking on Matthew, but you all had a good shit stir about his T-shirt selection and reference of Ernie on Friday. But if you have a look on Thursday, Loz was more Ernie.
This is my stripy one.
This is your stripy shirt. And I think it needs to be brought to the attention of the team.
Okay.
You look like Ernie. And we gave it to Matthew.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Yeah, if you look on the day before, you really look like
Ernie.
I know
the exact shirt you're talking about.
You should both wear it the same day.
That would be really funny. We'll plan it.
Yeah.
Because does Bert wear a stripy shirt?
He does. It's different colours.
They do, yeah. Bernie. Bert is more like a yellow and a blue, and then Ernie's more like an orange and a blue.
Yeah.
I think he's got green in his.
Yeah.
Well, mine's like orange, maroon.
So Bert is vertical stripes.
Yeah, that's
green,
right.
Lauren, green and orange. If William and I were Bert and Ernie, who would be Bert and
I know
be Ernie?
For a fact.
It's I already know, but tell me.
You're Bert.
The tall one.
Who's grumpy. And you're Ernie.
And I'm Ernie with the rubber ducky.
Like, seriously, like 100%. Even when I sent the picture to Will and I was like, this is how Salil thinks you guys go to bed, and it's just two single beds next to each other with like with sleep caps on and stuff. I could see. I was like, that is Zave and that is Will.
I'm mucking around. I'm up to mischief.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be doing that, Ernie.
Yeah.
Oh, why not, Bert?
Wow.
Anyway, okay, that'll be our break.
That's it for me. Thank you, guys.
You've got work to do.
Sure.
Oh.
No, I don't have work to do, but how's Matthew?
Have we heard from him?
Updates?
No, but he's back. I saw him on Find My Friends.
Okay. I should get in touch.
I noticed Zave's haircut yesterday before you did.
I know. That was bad. How long did I take?
About 5 minutes.
5 minutes, yeah.
But usually the expectation is as soon as you see me, if I've got a new haircut, you need to comment or else the haircut's null and void.
Yep.
Does Lockie ever notice your hair adjustments?
Oh, because I'm at the hairdresser for 4 hours.
Yeah, so he knows you've been.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. But you're not great at noticing stuff.
No.
No.
Yeah, I've noticed you've got to get back to work.
Oh. Okay, I've been told.
Aww,
guys, it's always
you,
a pleasure coming in and joining you guys.
Of course.
Whenever you need me, I'll be here.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Love you, bye.
Love you guys.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
And we're back.
Back.
Where's Leon?
I don't know.
Where's Jay?
Where are our friends?
Jammed this show full of guests.
It's been fun, though.
It has been great.
It's been excellent.
No, we've really maintained the standard,
like,
I feel.
This is a challenge for us, William, but I think we're nailing it.
Matthew would be proud.
We should send this to Dave Cameron
sure.
for our future.
Yeah.
Like, Dave, listen to us. We're good.
Listen to this. We can carry a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, we're lacking content.
Absolutely. I mean, we're just talking utter shit.
Yeah. Alan Ord. What did he have to say?
Oh, Alan Ord. I thought you were saying Alan Ord with, like, Eleanor.
Like Eleanor with a D. Eleanor D. Hey, Willy Wonka's Willy Wonka's chocolate starfish.
Oh,
this is a simply must.
Oh, hang on.
God.
Wait again.
Oh, you simply must.
That's drama.
What did you think it said?
I meant to click the you simply must, but
Winner
SFX was underneath it.
Right. It is hard.
It's really hard. So... And these are so many hotkeys, so they're so small.
Yeah. What else have you got there?
I've got
Winner SFX.
I don't know what this one. Oh, Pure Shores from All Saints. That's funny.
Just do it.
You know this song?
But it's just the song?
Yeah. But only 15 seconds of it.
How weird.
It's
Who
weird.
Would ever need this?
I think this needs to be tidied up.
Yeah. Yeah, if you right click, you can go clear.
Boys.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have one where Matthew just goes, what?
Oh, my God, that was the best. I reckon there'll be a Matthew Page, though. How do I see that?
Yeah.
I don't have my glasses, which isn't helping.
No, let's not worry about it. In the meantime, Alan Ord says, hey, Willy Wonka's chocolate starfish. Not sure if you guys have addressed this, but the Disney Plus movie Poor Things is an absolute simply must. Words are futile in attempting to describe it like a piece of art that simply must be experienced.
Yeah.
You're very right, Alan. It's unbelievably good.
I must watch it. So it's on Disney.
You simply must. Yes, it's available now.
Yeah.
Simply must this week. What can I recommend? I tried a new pasta recipe last night that was largely mushrooms. I'm not a big mushroom fan.
Oh, I love mushroom. I'll put mushroom in most things. All pastas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I threw some chorizo in it.
Yum.
Some rosemary.
Yum.
It was very buttery.
Yum.
Beautiful pasta.
Delicious.
What can I recommend? Even orange season, I think, is back.
Ah. You can recommend having an orange.
You know what I've gotten back into?
What?
Up and go poppers.
I love up and go.
Yeah.
They taste like Weet-Bix.
Yep.
A little bit. Are you, you know, you have a cough button.
I know, I used it twice there. I think it's just a great way to start your day with 17 grams of protein. Just gets your stomach going.
I agree. Yeah, yeah. They are delicious. What have I been doing? I've been busy, but not busy.
Swiss gummies.
I'm not paid to say that. I'm getting paid to go to that. Oh, you simply must.
Yeah. What have you watched? What are you watching at the moment?
Still watching Ellie McBeal by myself.
Ellie McBeal.
Yeah, which I'm really enjoying.
Yeah.
Lockie and I, we've just been doing, I've been so busy, I've barely been home. It's annoying me.
Oh, Zave just said Larry's in the office. Do you want him? I don't know. Do we want Larry?
I mean, I do, but like.
He gave me such attitude for the quiz. No, I didn't. No, he gave me quizzy attitude. That's what I meant to say. We got some old content that we can just go through that never made it to the show. Tom Hoff. Yep. Hey, Senor Sausage. Read the tire trauma. I also have a silly mum. I was living in the family home, 3-car Titan shed in my early 20s for a few weeks in between moving places, and mum had clearly hit something but tried to hide it.
Oh, mum.
After about 3 days of Queensland summer weather, the smell became too much. Dad ended up pulling the Prado out, noticing a wing hanging down from the front. Long story short, Big Paul had to pull a maggot-ridden owl out of the left side of the car. The worst thing I've ever seen and easily the second worst smell known to humans. Lots of love, Tom from Brizzy.
Oh, my God. So a very similar thing happened to one of the cars downstairs here, the Black Thunders or whatever.
Really?
And Daniel and George and Lumo were all down there. Of course, Daniel's so dramatic. He was like gagging, trying to get this thing out with like a stick. George said it was horrendous. Like it had been there for so long. And
oh, my
stank.
God. And what was it?
A pigeon.
Oh, a pigeon. Oh, sorry. I misheard.
Did I say that? Maybe I didn't say that.
Maybe you
did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a pigeon.
Oh, God. That's
Yuck.
Horrific.
Yeah.
I remember when I, this isn't animal related, but I remember going around a roundabout and scraping along the side. I was like, oh, God, that's bad. And then driving. And then eventually I just hear like this. I'm like, what is this noise?
Oh, no.
And then someone's eventually had to flash from behind me. I'm like, what's going on? And like, your tire is so flat.
Oh, yeah.
So I just ruptured it.
I hate when you have no idea. You're
absolutely
like,
absolutely no idea. Because I didn't know what that felt like.
Yeah.
And now I know.
Now you definitely know. And then it's really bad to just drive on it for ages.
Terrible. I was driving on rims.
Did you live here? Did you live here for the locust plague?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. It was so gross. And it was like, I had to drive to Wangaratta one day. My front of my car was covered in locusts. People were buying like locust cage things to go in the front of their car.
Jesus.
It was a very strange time.
There's a cricket plague at the moment.
Is there?
There's heaps of crickets around. Yeah. I've seen news articles about it and I saw a wedding that was full of them.
Actually, crickets. Do you know what's really weird? Is that I was at a friend's, someone we know's house the other, a little while ago with someone else, Steph, and we could hear this.
Yeah.
And I was like, is there a cricket in your house? She's like, yeah, they keep going behind the dishwasher. And I was like,
oh, really?
How strange. And she had them just living in her kitchen. And I was like, that is bizarre. The next day I was in a shop and I'm standing in the cash register and we hear this. And I was like, is there a cricket in here? And she's like, we're at the back. She's like, yeah, I think there's one living in the shelves. I was like, what are the chances? It's a cricket plague.
There's a cricket plague. Yeah. So it's one of those moments where you're just like, geez, now that I think about it.
I'm hearing crickets everywhere.
That's a good segment. Now that I think about it.
Now
I have heard a lot of crickets.
It is a good segment. Now that I think about it.
There was another good segment name someone came up with. Don't knock it till you try
it.
I really like that.
Like peanut butter and Vegemite on toast.
Yeah, which I still haven't tried. So I'll continue to knock it.
No, but I'd love you to try it.
Sounds like shit.
No, it's...
Don't knock it till you try it.
I have it every day here.
Yeah. Troy's a convert.
Oh, yeah. Troy loves it.
Yeah. Chocolate, that is.
Fuck, I need... Ooh.
Oh! Well, that's two now. From Jake. What were you going to...
I just want to wipe up this gross bit. Is there any wipes
There's wipes under that screen there.
Yeah.
behind Troy's sheet folder.
Higgy Troy. Do you want some ASMR with the wipes?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, cool. From Jake. A friend of mine who has since passed away. Mm. I'm sorry, Jake. Not from this incident, had an issue with his ring finger on his left hand and kept breaking it while working as a bricklayer.
What?
One day he'd gone to the doctors after breaking it for the umpteenth time and asked them to amputate it as he was sick of the finger breaking.
What? So he was just like, just chop it off.
Like, seriously, if you'd broken that finger 15 times, mate, I'm sick of this finger.
Yeah, it would drive me crazy.
The doctor said it wasn't bad enough to warrant amputation.
What, you can't just self-nominate amputation?
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
It's like finger euthanasia.
I feel like there's a kind of fetish, though, for things like that. Like, I feel like if you're right. like, I want my leg amputated, they're going to be like, no.
Yeah, and that's how you end up in a hostel with some guy who found a gum tree.
Exactly.
That's
Leon.
An actual news story that...
Yeah.
Happened to a guy at school.
Oh, my God, yeah. That was a guy at your school.
Yeah.
And it wasn't his leg.
No, it was dicks in his freezer.
What was he like at school?
Oh, I don't want to go. It's not like I knew he was going to be a dick in the freezer guy, but
he was going to be some kind of guy.
Who the dick in the freezer guy was?
It was going to be him.
You'd pick him.
Yeah, okay. That's great.
I think it might still be before the courts. Hopefully not. So anyway, Jake's mate said he wasn't too happy when they told him he couldn't do it. So he went to work, decided to try to hack his finger off with a brickie's trowel.
What?
He couldn't get all the way through it. So he got back to hospital and then they had to finish it off. And so he ended up just chopping his own finger off because he was sick of it breaking.
I have a lot of questions about this friend, but I think I'll leave them because he's no longer with us.
Yeah. He sent through a photo of him with his missing finger.
Okay.
He said he was a different kind of unit. RIP Raymond J.
Oh, Raymond J.
Sorry to hear, Jake, about your mate.
Yeah, me too.
But that is a very good story.
It's very sad.
Very sad.
Young people.
That's hard. I really struggle to imagine any of my friends not being here.
Me too. And I do you know when you think, like, sometimes I think, wow, death is so common. Like, it happens to every single person in the world. Here's Leon. Yeah. He's about to come in when I'm saying something so, like, profound. Come in.
The topic's death.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got heaps.
Oh, what mic are you on there? I'll just pop you on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Leon.
Guest four. How are you going?
Wee.
Hello. Whose seat am I in?
That's mine.
It's typically Lauren's.
But Matthew's not here, so I'm paneling. Doing stand-up job. I have forgotten to write
She's literally standing up. She's that short.
No,
She's sitting down.
I'm actually taller than if I was to stand. Ready? Oh, not by much.
Oh, no. Yeah. You remained about the same height.
How See, Nick.
How was Narre Warren?
Narre Warren was exactly how you imagine it would be.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
You've had a lot of Fev's fans.
Nice. Because he's from
Narre Warren.
Yeah. And
Narre
Warren. You unveiled a special statue.
Yeah, for a long time. Every time someone calls me from Narre Warren, he's like, have you seen my statue on Webb Street? And they go, yeah, I think I have. There's never been a statue there.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that when I was working.
So we surprised him with a statue today.
And did he love it?
He thought it was going to be a prank the whole time.
Because I saw Fief talking about it. He looked quite emotional.
He was genuinely.
Like,
he thought it was going to be a prank. Like, he thought we were going to do a Cristiano Ronaldo face.
Yeah. It looked excellent.
It was very good.
Have you seen it, Will?
Is it 3D printed?
It was.
Yeah.
We told him we were getting bobbleheads made of them.
Yeah,
so
that's
3D
clever.
Printing. But, I don't know how long it's going to last.
Then you get to put it in your office, surely.
No, I think someone will steal it or smash it or it's. Yeah, it's a rough.
Oh, so it's not like it's not made of like brass.
No.
It'd be the same as that Billy Brownless one. Do you remember?
Yeah. Where is that?
I don't know.
I remember I used to work at Triple M in Sydney, and MG had one of him as well.
That's right.
Sitting
have you seen? You must have seen that prank then.
Yes, when he said
MG prank.
Yes, I have.
Very funny. Huh. Where MG then got himself painted. In brass.
Oh, like those horrible, weird, creepy people on the street.
Then sat in the same spot where his statue normally was.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
People. It was really funny. Leon, by the way.
Yes.
Is the executive producer of,
of course.
Australia's, Melbourne's most listened to.
Most listened to, yeah.
Breakfast
yeah.
show.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Which is not ours, but our competitor, but our sister community.
No, we're in the same boat.
And you're also DJing at the Lame Duck tonight, I believe.
Yes, absolutely am.
Tonight
being Saturday.
That's why I'm wearing my party shirt.
Tonight's Saturday.
Yeah, sorry, tonight's Saturday.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
I know, we were working so hard over here, William, to...
No radio crowd.
It's Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a shame because I was going to be out last night.
You were hoping he was DJing last night.
Yeah.
I almost swung by karaoke last night and I was like, I can't do that. But 2 weeks off soon, I think we should have a karaoke night. Are you going to host?
Should do. Maybe I'll, you know what? No, I
you want to play?
Yeah, I want to play. Not
Easter
host.
Thursday. I think that'll be my only chance to.
Okay. We'll do karaoke.
We should, because that's
ahead
the
of
night.
Good Friday.
Oh, but then we've got. No, we don't. Let's do that. Wow.
All right, we'll do the karaoke at some point.
That's the night when you lost your mind and you got.
I lost my mind.
You weed in the. Yeah, you pissed in the ottoman.
Oh, it was a big night.
Because it was Zave's birthday.
And it will be, no, Easter's much earlier.
Yeah, it misses this year. But that was.
It was a big night.
Lame duck karaoke is extremely fun.
It is.
All right. Well, let's lock it in Thursday.
Yeah. And if anyone listening wants to join.
Come along.
Come on. We'll sing some Triple M classics.
I did Arctic Monkeys. I remember doing
you
that.
You did. Yeah. You really, really got into it.
Crowd banter in between.
Yeah.
I'm
I want to
do
see everybody's
jelly.
Hands.
Of course you did.
Spat in my face like Alex Turner.
How's Dolly going at the lame duck, by the way? The cutout.
Dolly Parton was gifted to me from Will and Zave.
Yes.
As a present for DJing at our wedding.
Yes. And I keep Dolly just for me because at the lame duck, there is a Shure cardboard cutout.
It's a Shure.
Which is
communal.
There, always there.
And she's
it's
also seen
good,
some days.
It's actually locked. Peek behind the curtain. There's actually a lock on it because the amount of people that try and steal it when no one's standing behind the decks.
The audacity.
I know.
That is
but
we're
Dolly
talking about.
Is foldable. So I turn up for my DJ set and unfold Dolly.
Oh my God, you bring her, you should get a little Dolly bag. Like a little,
And like also, another one, I don't know if you know this, but if you've been the duck when I DJ till 4 a.m, at the end, I have a Simba cardboard cutout under the decks because I always finish with Circle of Life.
I don't remember that ever.
And hold up Simba.
I've spent many a 4 a.m.
Yeah, you don't. You're there.
Oh, I don't remember.
But you don't remember it.
There's something that happens to me at the lame duck that it's like a vortex. I don't know what is going. Like I just become this other person.
Like that photo of us with Marty that time.
Oh my god!
Have you seen that?
I don't think I have.
It's literally we were like, this is how the lame duck is because it's like. It was a very standard photo of me, Will, and Marty.
It's unbelievable.
But then it kind of does that thing like in a movie where it goes
it looks
into
like
the middle.
A vortex.
And it's like that's a like visual representation of what it's like
at
the lame duck.
I was leaving the lame duck after DJing a few weeks ago and one of the security guards said, oh, your mate was here the other night.
God,
and I'm like, what mate?
No.
And he goes, oh, the old guy, the bald guy. And I'm like, oh, Marty. I was like, who was with him? He's like, no one, but just hanging out by himself.
He told me that someone messaged me and said, is Marty the lame duck? And I was like, maybe. It's even happened.
Oh, my God.
But how much is that just like a full visual representation of what it's like there?
It's like an album cover from the
90s. Yeah. Yes. That is so good. I forgot how good it is.
We'll have to put that up on the Martyverse. Yeah. It's very funny. Leon.
Do you have anything? So we do a segment, Leon, called Oh, You Simply Must. That's drama. Is there anything that you would like to suggest people do? They simply must.
They simply must. Just generally, this weekend?
It can be a TV. No, like what you've done. It can be something you've cooked or it can be a movie or a TV show or
a gig.
A gig.
You want to recommend?
You know what? I will recommend. I was there last weekend and I'm still recovering. Music festival called Golden Plains.
Yes.
It's also, there's a version of it in March called Golden Plains and a version in December called Meredith.
So are they the same company?
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know
same
that.
Same location, same company. Same
I didn't
festival.
Know that at all. So we'll, Georgie and I have confirmed we'll go one night only into Meredith.
They're doing for one night only.
But we'll glamp.
Wow.
Do you want to glamp with us?
Do you know what dates they are?
It's around the 8th, I think.
It's usually around that first week of December.
Yeah.
It is a great festival. It's a boutique festival. It's quite expensive, but also it's BYO. So you make your money back there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's great fun. It's I highly recommend it. It's one stage, so you're not running from stage to stage.
Oh.
And you're forced to watch music you'd never watch, and you find some artists you'd never hear of or listen to. But
one
they're great.
Stage is excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it like. Are tickets hard to get? Like, does it sell out completely?
No, it doesn't usually.
Okay.
It's usually
so
like pretty easy.
This is a helpful
get.
Plug for them then.
Yes, exactly.
We'll send this to them.
The Streets headlined this year. And
are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, because
Gallagher.
That's why.
Liam Gallagher did it as well. Yeah.
Liam Gallagher?
How's this? I'm going to peek behind the story from Liam Gallagher there. He played a few years ago. And they call the stage the SUP because it's the Supernatural Amphitheatre.
Hang on. Where was all this when you and Davies were trying to get me to come to Golden Plains?
We've told you plenty of times.
You didn't tell me all this.
Well,
you didn't sell it.
You just said, come, you'll have fun.
Surely, when I tell you we'll have fun, you'll trust me, we'll have fun.
I know, but like, and I know I would, but you know. I needed more.
So a friend of mine was doing the security for Golden Plains and Meredith. And when Liam Gallagher played, it's in Meredith, the town sort of 90 minutes out.
Oh, so it is in Meredith.
It's in Meredith, yeah. The name, it's in a town 90 minutes west of Victoria in the Western Plains.
Yes.
Security guard, he told
Golden
me.
Golden Plains.
Golden Plains.
Part of the Golden Plains Shire.
In I'm Meredith. Here.
Thank you. Yeah. Meredith Goat's Cheese, thank you. he said that Liam's request was, can you have the van running behind the stage with the door open? Because as soon as I'm done, I'm walking off stage and getting in the van.
I don't blame him.
And heading straight back to Melbourne.
Wow.
But as soon as his gig was over, he walked off stage and he said, turn the van off, I'm staying here.
Wow.
And then he went up to one of the bars at the top of the hill and he finished his gig, said about maybe 12:30, and he stayed till 3 a.m. watching a few bands, just hanging out with the crowd.
Are
he
you
loved
serious?
It so much. Yeah.
That now that is a review. That,
we need to send that, that to news.com.
Send it to news.com. There you go. There's a story for you.
Was that a few years ago or this one?
A few years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
There's also a tradition that started at Golden Plains and Meredith called the boot, which is...
Oh, when it's a song you love.
Yeah. So over the weekend, you have one chance to hold your boot up.
One?
Just one.
Oh, God, I couldn't.
To hold your boot up for a moment or a song that you think cannot be topped that weekend.
You'd blow your boot in the third
song. Oh, yeah. You throw it out as we're entering the bus into the driveway.
Actually would. We're here.
Not on the dance floor. This is great.
There was a lot of Mike Skinner from the streets was asking for boots, which is a bit against the rules. You can't ask for boots. He said please. Right at the end, I want everyone to put their boot up for the last song. I was like, you can't do that.
But then how embarrassing for him when they don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, I refused.
And nor should you.
There's some sort of grovelling boots.
But there's a lot of
pressure. Is the streets the ones that sing, dry your eyes, mate?
Yes. Yeah.
Because everyone thought at Fred again that he was going to come out and surprise because they do a song together.
Yes.
And he didn't.
Yeah, and people thought Fred again was going to be at Golden Plains for Mike Skinner, but yeah.
That's ambitious.
It is ambitious.
Fred,
but it's so much pressure
Fred
to go, is this a boot moment or will I wait till later? It's a lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure. Yeah. But I think...
Here you go. Why don't on the Marty show, just do a boot moment. When you think there's a gag that's killer,
well, that's fine.
Give him the boot.
Yeah.
give him the boot or another object. Like give him the...
Yeah. In Fev's instance,
Lucas Pawpaw.
Yeah. Fev would raise a thong.
It's true. No, he's usually barefoot.
I'm barefoot.
Right now. Oh, you are too.
I'm always barefoot.
Free foot content.
Yeah.
maybe you can help us with question time, Leon.
Sure.
Do you want me to play the opener again?
Yeah. Question. You smell wonderful, by the way.
You do.
Oh, thank you. I was a bit of a spritz after Narrow Arm.
NAS.
Get it off.
PDS question from Chumath.
We love Chumas.
Yeah, good man. Well, I was listening to the show today and realised it was a public holiday for you guys.
Yes.
This is on Monday, which got me wondering, on the days you fire off a best of show, is there someone still panelling or supervising the audio to get all the timings of Troy's pre-recorded bits right, or is it just set and forget for the 3 hours? Maybe a Matthew question. In his absence, maybe Tegan might be able to shed some light. In Tegan's absence, Leon.
I think it depends, doesn't it?
Does Troy come in? Surely not.
Not for a best of. Matt usually comes in just to supervise.
He likes to, but I don't know if he has to.
He
so what happened
have
on
to.
Monday?
We just ran a best really of. And I think
who
just,
ran it?
I don't know. I reckon it might have been set and forget, like on a Saturday. No one's in here.
Troy would have just recorded it.
We usually have someone in to panel ours.
No.
Oh, is that right?
We make Josiah or our Troy do it.
Oh, God,
Josiah
Troy.
Josiah comes in on
but
Labor
Troy,
Day.
But Troy's a 30-year
radio
veteran.
Oh, wait, not like actually, this Labor Day. Over survey, the break he usually does.
Oh, yeah. No. Troy's not doing that.
Yeah. Because there is something uncomfortable about recording all of that and then just leaving it. Because it's just like one little glitch in the system.
Technology. Yeah. Can't trust technology.
Yep.
That's and why Matt likes to come
Josiah,
in.
I can't trust Josiah, but...
Oh. What's
sorry,
happening?
I just hit the computer. I couldn't trust it.
Yeah, that's why I think Matthew usually likes to come and just make sure it's all okay.
Yep.
Yeah. But he is a bit anal.
He's very anal.
Beg your pardon?
I don't know how to beep in here. And I also didn't write down time codes for the other things.
That would be fine.
And, you know,
I honestly don't care.
Cut that out, Matty. Oh, he's not there.
He's in Singapore. He's actually back now.
We think he's back. From Ty Southern.
Oh, yeah, I know Ty Southern.
Hey, legends. Quick one for the producers, Potty. Tegan has been on television somewhere, and for the life of me, I cannot remember. She looks so familiar. That is a good question.
She's
Tegan.
Done a few little bits and pieces, like certain football shows
and
stuff.
She was on Fox Footy Show. The one I do remember is that she was on a, like, AFL's Greatest or something with Matt Tilley.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a 20-to-1 style countdown of best moments in footy. So that might be where some people have recognised her from before.
I know a weird fun fact about her partner or husband. I think it's husband.
Yeah.
He was the the mascot, I wouldn't say mascot, the face of Dan Murphy. He was Dan Murphy.
What?
What?
The current?
I'm pretty sure.
The current one?
Hang on. You don't mean the Dan on the logo?
No, she's not married to Dan Murphy. But yeah, I think Dan Murphy is like an old guy.
Yeah.
But they made a newer version of him, and I'm pretty sure her...
The current one?
I think it might be.
Because I think I know what you mean.
I know what you mean on, like, the logo.
Yeah, I think it is.
What the heck?
His name's Paul Verhoeven, not the director of RoboCop, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Oh. What? Is that the director of my...
Oh, yeah, Dutch filmmaker.
Yeah. Wow. Paul Verhoeven, great director.
So, because Dan Murphy, he almost
looks
like...
We'll find out about this because, hang on, Dan Murphy. God, I'm starting to lose all meaning to me now.
Because Dan Murphy looks like...
Hang on, no. Dan looks old as fuck.
Looks like Ron Barassi or something.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's not Dan.
Tegan's not married to him.
Not the actual... That's actually Dan Murphy. There's he did like a campaign where he was the face, like a modern face of Dan Murphy.
Yes, okay. I think I know what you mean. Like James Squires would be a similar thing. Yeah. Like,
modern Dan Murphy.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's not him, but there was a version of him. Yeah.
That's fun.
Well, there you go. Imagine if that's just all wrong.
No. And also, he directed RoboCop.
No, my husband's name is Licker Land. Sarah Jane Hawley has a question.
Yeah.
Probably a dumb producer's pod question.
No question's dumb.
Yeah. I said this to her. I was just like, this is a great question. Why, if you're all in the one room, do you need headphones on? Is it to hear the stings and things that Troy's playing?
Yes.
That is
pretty
a large reason.
But also, mic technique.
Yes.
Because if I'm talking like this.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's so frustrating when someone comes in and doesn't want to put headphones on. You're like, can't hear you, mate.
Yeah.
And then if you were to play, if we wanted to hear these things, like something like this.
Fart sound effect. Oh, okay.
The
West
Wing theme.
Yeah.
It would be coming back, feeding back through the microphone as well.
You'd hear it twice. It doesn't sound as good.
Yeah.
Correct.
But I think the main reason is that because you
look
can
cool.
hear yourself.
Oh, yeah,
I love hearing myself.
I can tell that this sounds good. But then you get Ray Thistlethwaite comes in and he's...
it's so annoying.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's been a great year. And you're like,
really good.
You can't hear yourself,
can you just get back
Ray.
On the microphone there, please, Ray?
Yeah.
How often do you have Ray Thistlethwaite on?
I don't know.
Yeah, when Bondi Rescue approached us, we thought it was a really cool opportunity. We didn't realise it was going to be such
Ray Thistlethwaite.
I, years ago, worked on... a show called Fifi and Jules with Fifi Box and Jules Lund.
Yes.
And we tried to do this. It took us a while because they were all very busy, but we tried to form a super band called Thwaite, which was Ray Thistlethwaite, Natalie Bassingthwaite, and Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And from memory, I think we actually pulled it off at one point, and we got them to do What You Thwaiting For by Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is...
What You Thwaiting. Yeah.
And you know what the hard thing was? Of all the people, Ray Thistlethwaite was the hardest to lock down.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Busy with his Hungry Jack's money.
What a great idea. Yeah.
That is excellent.
Because we never execute anything like that.
Never.
Yeah.
Where do you begin?
Yeah.
With a whiteboard?
Whiteboard.
Honestly.
Well, you know what? It all starts from puns. It's where all my ideas come from.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. Yeah. So are you allowed to shed some light on what the next whiteboard is?
No.
The next whiteboard, next big thing we're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's always a surprise. And
yeah. What about historically? You had Nary Warren, because Brecky and the Bird.
Big one, Nary Warren. Yeah.
Oh, the statue.
The statue was a surprise. Yeah, yeah, that was like 6-8 weeks in the making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Because you're here.
We're so day-to-day. I know. Leon had a bit of, he was a bit cranky with me the other day.
Oh, yeah, cracked it at her.
We went for dinner the other night with Davies and he was like, oh, well, I've got to go home, have a nap. Like, let's meet at like 7. And I was like, 7? Far out. I was like, I'm getting ready for bed. And he's like, not all of us have the luxury of getting home and having a midnight nap, Lauren. And
what time do you leave the office?
10:30, 10.
In footy season, I can blow out to 12 or 1 on a few days.
Oh, that's blowing out, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
Leon's
my blowout.
Still here. Like we've used to give Matthew sleep-ins. Like Leon's actually here till 3 o'clock every day.
No, not 3. No? Like 3 sometimes. Like it's usually 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's hell.
Yeah, it is.
So then, he gave me a bit of attitude, and I had to be like, oh, I'm just pretending.
I actually snapped, and I've had a big week.
I know you have. Yeah.
He'd been on the phone with the 3D printers. Nari Warren.
But we went and had a very pleasant dinner and it was lovely and we were fine.
Good Indian food.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to negotiate how big the chin was. On
I realised as soon as I sent the message, I was snappy and I apologise.
And that's okay.
Oh, it was just a snap message.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it was a message.
But you could tell the tone.
And I was like...
Oh, yeah, you could tell the tone.
Yeah.
I almost said it angrily into the voice memo.
Voice memo.
I wanted you to hear the sarcasm.
No, I heard it. I read it.
Yes. Well, I have no more content.
Oh, hang on. What, don't we not have any more segments?
I've always hated...
I don't know why you hated that... This is just things.
Ball in my teeth.
Oh, I hated it.
Can I talk now? Lauren, shut up.
These are things Matthew hates. Have you listened to this before?
I think I have a while ago. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's just funny things that Matthew hates.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't heard this.
Excellent.
He hates ceiling fans. He says it's like sleeping underneath a Nutribullet.
I had a ceiling fan installed above my bed recently, like last year.
You cannot live without them. No. Like, honestly, they're incredible. He's such an idiot.
What is he sleep in? A hyperbaric chamber?
Air conditioning. He would if he could.
Yeah.
Go on. Let's just run through some of his best.
How much can I swear? Should I just do it?
Yeah.
He hates the sentence, "The fireworks will be visible from anywhere that you can see the city skyline." Of course you fucking can. Every fucking year they pull this line out. They're explosions of light.
So why do you
it's
hate
a very
that?
Good Matthew as well.
Yes, it is.
He hates fireworks.
No, he doesn't hate fireworks. Don't be mistaken. He hates people saying that you can see them. Yes.
Yeah. It's the
very specific. Yeah. Yeah.
He has issues with gender neutral names. He says they should be banned. I want to know if I'm talking to a man or a woman when I get an email from someone called Shannon.
Matthew.
Ambassadorships, I've just written down.
But how else to... Oh, my God. That is so funny. He's so funny.
Museums?
How can you hate museums? I love museums.
Why do we hang on to all of this shit? Move on into the future. We have the internet.
He's such
You don't need to see it up close.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can run next to Kathy Freeman.
Oh, he's such an idiot. Yeah. Like, that's one of his worst takes.
Museums.
Because usually he can convince us. Like, usually without even trying, I'm like, do you know what? You're right. That is so dumb.
I'm picking his worst. Like, glossy coffee cups. I get that.
Yeah.
I want a nice, I want a matte finish.
Yeah, but I agree with that.
Museums, that's because Matthew is a new soul. He's not an old soul, so he doesn't care about that kind of stuff.
I assume he's a very minimalist in his house.
Oh, you have no idea. Ridiculous. Mm. He comes to my house and he has a panic attack.
Oh, God, he'd hate it in my house.
Yeah, but Lauren's is kitschy. Oh, yours is
kitschy. Mine's kitschy.
You've got
glowing neon.
I've got a neon of my name in my house.
Oh, that's amazing.
You've not seen that.
No.
What?
It's
you must have.
Leon, and then underlined, and the line joins into a little yacht.
That's incredible. And you should have made it say Neon Leon.
Well, it's a Neon pun. Leon.
Yeah. Oh.
It's unspoken.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. Matty would hate that.
He would freaking hate that.
Cardboard cutouts of people. My house is like the lame duck, but in my house.
Same. Yeah. I've got so much shit in my house. But that's just like, it's placed in a way that's... fine.
I almost took Dolly home. I just had it in my house.
Oh, I would have loved
because I appreciated
Dolly.
The gift, but the gift was really for the lame duck, not for me.
It was,
You should have just taken it home.
Nah, it's fun at the duck.
I'm glad that you can take it home. Like most DJs turn up with their decks.
just with a Dolly. Series of cardboard cutouts of 80s artists.
Oh my God. The doll. Oh.
You just got 8 cardboard cutouts. Oh, this is the Bee Gees.
Just bought Barry.
Justin Holman, I suppose, we usually finish with.
It's Justin Holman. Yeah. Sorry, it's giant blueberry on the screen.
We know about the giant blueberry.
Oh, okay.
What's in the Holman?
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. This guy is called Justin Holman.
Mm-hmm.
And he always asked questions, and so we said, we'll just give you a dedicated segment at the end of each show.
Great.
Yeah. The Glory Hole Man.
Yeah.
The Glory Hole Man.
Oh, here comes Jay now. Jay. Come in here. Come on. No,
oh, no.
Get
am
in
I
here.
In trouble for crossing to the
no,
dark
no, no,
side?
No, this is fine. Jay, get on a microphone, and you need headphones for this because there's something very special.
All right. Stand by.
Okay.
Hang on. Here's what headphones. Do you mean?
I hope you're prepared.
Oh, yes, of course.
Hang on. What mic are you on? This is really testing me out in here now.
Mic 5.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lawrence Paneling.
Now you ready?
Jay, I've crossed to the dark side for the day.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, we're happy to have you.
This has been a very guest heavy. We already had Zave in here. We had Dangerous Dave. We had Salil.
It's been a cavalcade.
I love it.
All right, ready?
Feedback with Jay.
It's like a corky. Do you need a cuddle?
So now,
isn't that excellent?
That's how we'll end the show, with feedback with Jay. Do you have any pressing feedback that maybe Leon could have some feedback
for you guys?
Have
you
for anyone.
Just keep it tight, maybe, I reckon.
Oh, we never. We're loosey goosey.
You don't have to answer this, Liam, but how much easier would your job be if it was just Fifi and Nick?
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Ooh, that's, he's asking the hard-hitting questions.
Thinking about the fallout if I answer this question.
Don't answer it, because I'm being mischievous.
Yeah.
I love Fev.
No, well, actually, Fev, you don't have to deal with Fev. You just let him go.
Fev, yeah. Exactly.
It's more cleaning up after everyone.
Yeah.
I reckon, but I also reckon Fev is probably one of the easiest people to actually work with.
Yeah, correct. He'll do anything.
Yep.
Which is fun and also dangerous. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Jay and I work with Fev on 8.5 episodes of The Footy Show.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. All the way through to May.
Did I ever tell you about when that night when we're doing the last show and everything that we had wanted to do, we did. Like that last show, it all came together and felt good.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is great.
Was this the finale at Rod Laver?
No, that was a different one. This was, we relaunched The Footy Show
in
2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
With Limo, I believe.
With Limo, Narrowly Meadows, Dylan Alcott, Fev, Croft.
Shane Crawford was involved. I went to Tokyo with Will, him for a day.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God.
Jeez, riding those coattails.
Will was part of that show and it was great. We had a great time and we had this idea of where we wanted to get it to. And, you know, as every show, it takes time. But we got to that point on the night that we got sacked. And I remember coming out of the studio into the hallway and the executive from Channel 9 was standing there with his carry-on.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and I looked at him and I could tell that he was not expecting to see me. And I said, oh, how are you doing? And he goes,
awful.
Good, good. And I said, you're not here to tell us we're doing a good job, are you? He goes, we'll talk after the show.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah. I just remember the chat.
So that was feedback for Jay.
Yeah, that's right.
I just remember the chat where it was just like, good show, guys. We're all just upstairs whenever you're ready. It was like, oh.
Oh, no.
I haven't
heard that.
What's upstairs?
Yeah.
So Matthew Lloyd was part of that show as well, and everybody knows Matthew Lloyd. Very great legend of AFL really sort of straight. I guess is a fair way to describe Matthew Lloyd. And before the news came, he was sitting in the room. We were all gathered together, and he's sitting next to Fev, and he says to Fev, never thought I'd be getting fired with you.
Is that a compliment?
I think that just meant it was more likely that Fev would be the one that was going to get fired for some reason.
No, Fev's been fired.
He's bounced back too many times.
I've never been fired.
Why do you think Jay came in here?
No, Jay said he hasn't. And I was like, I've never been
Lauren
fired.
Hasn't. You're not anywhere near getting fired at all.
Thank God.
No way. No.
Maybe from paneling.
No.
Hey,
it's going great.
I did a fantastic. Considering I've never done it before. Pretty good.
I think it's great.
Thank you. Do you want to hear something?
Thanks for having me.
Aaron Ford. Nice. We've got to wrap.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much to Jay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Anytime.
What a joy.
To the two of you and to Salil and to Zave and Dangerous Dave. An amazing show.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah,
guest heavy. And we're going to take this to Dave Cameron and say, look at what we can do without everyone else.
Oh, my God. We've had five guests.
She has been fired.
What happened to the other guy?
Yeah. And anyway, Leon, it's way past our time.
What's our song now? What's
still got 4 hours to go.
I could give you some Naughty Private Plates that I've made.
That's not it.
Okay. So you got it in a high.
Oh, this one. Oh, God, what was it?
No, okay, bye.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.